This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. After the July shooting, in which 5 Dallas police officers were killed, 9 others were wounded, applications to join the Dallas police force poured in. Not anymore. The Dallas Police Department's losing officers faster than they can replace them. And the shortages are so severe, task forces are being closed. Officers are scrambling just to make sure 911 calls get answered. Tasha Chaparis is reporting the story for the Dallas Morning News. Tasha, welcome to the Standard.
Hi, thank you.
99 Dallas police officers, you report, have left the department over the past 10 weeks alone. What accounts for that mass exodus, or what sounds like it?
Well, I mean, it's a continuation of a trend that has started over the past 2 years, but it seems to have worsened. Many police officers, I'm told, from some still on the force, were considering retirement. And then as things got a little bit scarier with the pension fund, the police and fire pension fund is facing, you know, $1 billion shortfall at this point. And so many have just decided to leave. The department is also in the process of trying to hire about 449 officers in the next year. Mm-hmm. So they're starting this big hiring push, but they'll need at least 3,700 applicants likely to even fill that those spaces.
What about pay for Dallas police officers? Is it comparable to what you can earn in other departments of comparable size?
No, not exactly. It is on the lower end. Actually, City Council is set to possibly approve some pay raises. And it's something that has really been contentious between police officers and city leaders after July 7th. They've been asking for some higher raises to help bring up their starting pay, but also raise, you know, that mid-level pay that keeps police officers on the force. So it could potentially get closer, but it'll still be lagging in the state.
It sounds like part of this is obviously retention, but then you report that there are only 30 new recruits in the incoming police academy class, and the goal was twice that number at least. What happened to all those stories that we were hearing back in the summer that the department received just an avalanche of applications? Why so few cadets now?
Well, I mean, they did get an avalanche of applications, but you also have to consider all the qualifications that those applicants have to meet. They have to go through a rigorous testing process. They have to be physically fit. They have to go through background testing. And that can take several months. And so many of them either found jobs at other departments in that period of time, or some just didn't meet the basic requirements that Dallas Police has. And that 60 class that the department is trying to get in February is a little bit higher than their typical class sizes. But again, it's because they're trying to make up for all these losses.
Right, exactly. And what's this actually doing when it comes to crime? How is this being manifest in terms of the situation on the ground?
Well, it's not entirely clear that, you know, the loss of officers is causing an increase in crime, but Dallas has seen an increase in violent crime this year. The murder rate is up. Sex assaults are actually down, but aggravated assaults, robberies, those other more personal crimes are increasing. There's been also a slight increase in the number of property crimes, thefts, burglaries, etc. But you know, they're struggling to keep up with that. They've tried many task forces to try to battle these issues, many of which are drug crimes. Mm-hmm. Criminologists will say that, you know, the police department needs to at least keep up with attrition to maintain the response times and ability to investigate crimes. So it's not necessarily that a lack of police officers is going to create an increase in crimes, but it does make it harder for them to respond, and it definitely makes it harder for them to, you know, have enough officers to investigate and follow through.
Is it a crisis yet, or just looking like it's headed that direction?
I think it's a little soon to say it's a crisis, but it is concerning. It is a continuation of an increase in crime in the past 2 years, and an increase in the number of officers who are leaving the department. Potentially, the city leaders have said that they could face bankruptcy if the pension fund fails, mm-hmm. and they're also facing this decades old back pay lawsuit in relation to police and fire pay. If that happens, then that is definitely a crisis.
Tasha Chaparis is reporting this story for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her piece at texasstandard.org. Tasha, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.